So let's just relax and breathe. Relax and breathe. And feel the incredible well-being of this time and this place. The incredible beauty and joy, harmony and peace that exists in every moment as we turn within and connect with the inner being, the divine, that ever exists on the inside of who we are. And on the outside of who we are, that same divine nature, that same non-physical presence exists in fullness in everything we see and everything we experience, if we only have the eyes to see it. And so we cultivate now the eyes to see. The eyes to see beauty. The eyes to see harmony. The eyes to appreciate uniqueness and diversity. We cultivate that ability to see as Source sees, to love as Source loves, to touch as Source touches, to be that divine presence in the world. And so we cultivate moving into the vortex, expanding our connection to Source, expanding our awareness of all that is good and beautiful, learning to focus on what is wanted rather than what is not wanted. And in doing so, we learn to speak the language of connection. And so Abraham developed for us a meditation that runs through the alphabet to have us reaching for words of connection, words that exist and describe what's inside our vortex. And so I know that each of us have the capacity to breathe deeply and take in well-being, and then breathe out each of the letters of the alphabet in perfect order. So we begin breathing in well-being and breathing out abundance, basking in the beauty of what abundance means to us for a moment, and then breathing in well-being yet again. And breathing out bounciness, knowing what it feels like to feel energetic and bouncy and resilient, to ride the rockets with our inner being. We breathe in well-being. We breathe out clarity, feeling our minds quiet and clear-minded, feeling the creativity of spirit in our minds right now. And again, we consciously breathe in well-being and we breathe out dynamite, feeling the joyful energy of spirit and how it explodes in our lives in powerful and wonderful ways. We breathe in well-being. And we breathe out exhilaration. We feel the energy in the voices outside the door. We know that there is always energy and excitement and exhilaration in our lives. And we breathe in well-being. We breathe out freedom. We bask in just how free we are, free to focus, free to have fun, free to enjoy life in a thousand different ways. Breathing out freedom. We continue to breathe in well-being. And we breathe out glorious. feeling the glorious sunshine of this day, the joy of connecting with good friends. This is a glorious moment, and we bask in it now. Breathe in well-being, and breathe out happiness. Feel the contentment and the ease and the gentle happiness of this moment. Breathe in well-being and breathe out innocence. Feel the openness, security, and receptiveness of a little happy child. Innocent. Free, and therefore powerful. Breathe in well-being, and breathe out joy. Feel the power of joy. Meister Eckhart said, joy is the infallible sign of the presence of God. Bask in joy. Breathe in well-being and breathe out kindness. Feel what it's like to be kind, gentle, comforting, soothing, graceful in life. Breathe in well-being and breathe out luxury. Feel how easy it is to be surrounded by beauty and grace and wonder. Breathe in well-being and breathe out magnificence. Imagine majestic mountains or a spectacular sunset. Breathe in well-being and breathe out nobility. Imagine someone acting from the highest essence of their nature. Imagine you acting from the divinity within you. Breathe in well-being and breathe out openness. Open mind. Open heart. Openly receptive to all of the good that's already in your vortex. Breathe in well-being and breathe out prosperity. Delight in the richness of your life as it already is. And imagine the gazillions of dollars and wonderful experiences that Abraham has promised is in each of our vortexes. Breathe in well-being and breathe out quiet. A stillness of mind that allows ease in focusing on exactly what you want, exactly what feels the best, hearing the call of Source and answering it. Breathe in well-being and breathe out relaxation. Chilling out, letting it in, allowing. Breathe in well-being and breathe out stupendous. Feel how much fun life can be. See that this moment can be even better than the last. Breathe in well-being and breathe out terrific. Notice what it feels like to have energy in your life and how exhilarated you feel when terrific things are happening one after another. Breathe in well-being and breathe out upliftment. Feel what carries you to soar, what inspires you to new heights as you breathe in upliftment. Breathe in well-being and breathe out value. Notice that what's important to you in your life is here in plenty already. So much to love and appreciate. Breathe in well-being and breathe out worthiness. See the truth of your being and the value of who you are in all your uniqueness. In all your wonder. Breathe in well-being. And breathe out excitement. And forgive me the E. Know that the excitement of life is right here and right now. That there's always something new around every corner lined up to surprise and delight you. Breathe in well-being. And breathe out being in the zone. Delight in the zone of well-being. We're in the vortex. There are such beautiful qualities, experiences, things, people, feelings, opportunities, doors opening. And as we develop more and more language to describe them, it becomes easier to experience them. As Abraham said, if you got as good at speaking what you do want as you are at what you don't want, you'd have a lot more of what you do want. So I suspect that as I went through the alphabet, you were all doing it with me. And that you've all come up with words I didn't come up with that describe your vortex. And so I'd like to just quickly go around and let anybody who has one offer a word that really describes their vortexy feelings. And so we continue to expand our vocabulary of the vortex. Of describing exactly what it feels like to be who we came here to be, to live as who we truly are, and to love life expansively, joyfully, and freely. And so it is.